Dave and DeGenevic.
What became of the Ocean Gate investigation? We covered this over the summer. Remember when the submergible, was it submersible? Was it like kind of like a DIY sub, Dave?
Oh, well, it was a little more than that. Yeah, it was the visiting down to the Titanic, the wreckage of the Titanic. And it had made many trips before, but it went missing. And then they had found that it had imploded.
Yeah, I remember there was Stockton Rush. He was the founder. He had been defending his design. But I seem to remember when I say like DIY, wasn't he using like a game controller to control it? And it was very, very small inside. And then it on the way down, it just, right? But before, for quite some time, he had been defending his design publicly.
At some point, safety just is pure waste. I mean, if you just want to be safe, don't get out of bed, don't get in your car, don't do anything. Yeah. At some point, you're going to take some risk, and it really is a risk-reward question. I said, I think I can do this just as safely by breaking the rules.
And in part, what he did is he took different materials, typically what they would use for these very, very deep submersibles was an alloy. He changed it and started doing carbon fiber, which was lighter, more affordable, and he started building certain parts of the submersible with this carbon fiber. Well, this thing eventually has been destroyed. It imploded. It didn't work. And that is where a lot of this question has come in is, okay, well, what happened?
Yeah, five people died. We do know that. Nicole Burley with News Nation on the line with us. You're going to have more on this today on News Nation.
That's right. Actually, we launched this new franchise called The Follow-Up yesterday. So, so many people, just like you were talking about it right now, so many people were just absolutely obsessed with this story over the summer. We all kind of waited, on bated breath to see what would happen. And then, unfortunately, obviously, we know what happened, ended in tragedy. But yeah, the story doesn't end there. There's so much more to this story.
What have we learned in those months? And you make a great point, and I love this idea of the follow-up, because it will dominate the conversation for a few days or a few weeks, and then we don't talk about it for months once the investigation is really taking place. So what have we learned since this time that would interest us?
Exactly. So, yeah, that was the whole purpose of starting this new franchise, right? Because so many stories just like this, particularly with us in the news business, we talk about it for days on end. But the nature of the news cycle, we're on to the next thing. But that never means the story ends there, right? I mean, just like our lives, like the story is never just a moment in time. So, for example, when it comes to the Titan submersible, we know that there was that big Coast Guard search, right? And all of these countries were pitching in to try to help find this missing sub. Well, it turns out, we know nothing is free. That came at a cost. Right now, the count is more than $1 million, approximately $1.2 million and counting when everything is all added up because the investigation is still ongoing. So a more than $1 million price tag, who pays for that? Well, as of right now, the Coast Guard is saying they're really not going to bill anyone because they consider this just like if, a person on a boat were to go missing, they consider this the same. So there's no one that's going to be, quote unquote, billed for that. But the company at the heart of this, also, there's a little bit of a scandal with a university in Canada, we've learned. There is it's in St. John's, Newfoundland, where basically, this school had partnered with the parent company of the Titan submersible, and there was a chance that students would have been put on the actual Titan. Now, it didn't happen, but there was a chance that it could have because it was all part of the school's Marine Institute, so they were studying, et cetera, et cetera. However, now the school is being called into question for not properly vetting OceanGate. And potentially, again, always hindsight is 2020, but again, potentially putting students at risk because we know what happened with the sub.
Nicole Burley.
On top of that,
go ahead.
It doesn't in there.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just going to reset so our listeners know who are tuning in, Nicole, who you are and why we're talking to you. She's with News Nation, brand new show launching this week on News Nation, the follow-up. Nicole Burley is joining us now with a follow-up report on what happened with OceanGate, with that Titan submergible sub that just ended in tragedy this summer. So take it away. What else do you know? What else have you been able to figure out?
I'll stop. You know, I don't want to take up all your time
Please go. We're interested.
So the co-founder of OceanGate is now currently working on his next project. We know what happened, obviously, with the Titan sub. And not to say that, you know, there was not some good research done, that there wasn't information gleaned. However, we know how that ended. We know how, again, you guys talked about how the sub was kind of pieced together. So anyway, the co-founder of OceanGate is working on his latest venture. It is called Humans to Venus. And basically, Venus is an uninhabitable planet. However, his goal is to have 1,000 people traveling and then living in Venus's sulfuric acid clouds by the year 2050. So, my friends, would you be willing to...
Absolutely not.
To go to Venus?
I'm intrigued.
Absolutely.
Tell me more.
Not. Okay.
Mars is small potatoes.
I don't even know if you'd know this, but I'm thinking, what government agency regulates this kind of stuff?
I think that is part of the problem. That is really
it is like
part
a human experiment.
It
really is, Nicole. Think about the sub going down was somewhat of a human experiment to get like tourists down to the Titanic, and now this the wild idea
and, I mean,
of sending people
at
to
it,
Venus.
You know, completely cold hearted. You know, obviously things will be learned from mistakes. I mean, that's a lot of times how progress is made. However, if it's your family, if it's your loved one, if it's you, you know, do you want to be the person that is potentially putting yourself at risk? And I do want to say, you know, there's a caveat, you know, because obviously, you know, these five people unfortunately lost their lives. It is important to note that, you know, before everyone got on board, they did sign a waiver that did mention multiple times that there was a risk of death. However, you know, I think sometimes knowing there's a risk and being faced with the reality of that can be two different things. So yeah, this is something that it certainly comes with great reward if things go well. But the problem is, you know, you can also potentially be paying the ultimate price if things go wrong.
Nicole Burley, thank you. We look forward to this. News Nation is launching a new show. It's called The Follow-Up, and they will be following up on the Titan sub that imploded and killed five people. It's that submersible that would go visit the Titanic, the remains of the Titanic. And I look forward to this reporting. Thank you.
Boy, I was really thrown for a loop when we were talking about that school in Canada that was looking to sign students up potentially to go on that on a ride down to the Titanic or wherever they were going to take them. I think about the times that my youngest, especially, she was very adventurous, would tap me on her dad on the shoulder, you know, just before dinner and say, can we talk at dinner about another trip I want to go on? Of course, she's very into science and to some degree technology. So this might have been something that she would have latched onto. Of course, I would have said absolutely no. No way, you're not doing that. See, in that small fine print, they talk about death multiple times before you sign. But when they're adults, they start making their own decisions. That's too scary for me.
Well, there was a great question. It was, do you want to be the person that tries to live in the clouds of Venus? Do you want to be the person that visit? Well, sure, you know, me no. But there is no shortage of thrill seekers and adventure seekers that will take that challenge. It's the people that go skydiving. It's the people that
from Venus.
They're definitely not skydiving.
Isn't that
Venus.
Tested?
No, there's no shortage of thrill seekers.
I know what you're saying.
And if they want to put their lives at risk, who am I to say no? You can't do that. It's one thing if it's me or my children, but ultimately, if people want to roll the dice and go base jumping, then we let them do that and we don't stop them.